FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
If you ban them in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size. If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double barrel shotgun and fire two blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
This is 2A Tuesday, brought to you by the Range St. Louis West.
Dave Workman joining us this morning with the Second Amendment Foundation. He's a senior editor there. And Dave, good morning to you.
Morning to you, Mark.
Yes, sir. I know it's off topic, but your reaction, have you seen this video out of New York City?
Oh, I've seen that video. I think everybody has seen that video. And it's very disturbing to me because, frankly, we're talking about the same mentality behind gun-free zones that goes into tying the hands of our police officers. And the mayor of New York City, I think all this stuff is dead.
Yeah, well, de Blasio's carrying part of the blame for this, certainly from what I've read this morning. And the officers are afraid to react, as they should be able to make split-second decisions out of fear that they're not going to have the support of the mayor and other political leaders in New York and other cities.
Yeah, it's just a horrible, testament on where our society has gone. And again, that's the same mentality that is behind what we were going to talk about, is the gun-free zones. It's the same nonsense. We can't have any aggression. We can't have any violence. We can't have any reaction from the police, golly whiz. And we've got to put our faith in a sign that's going to protect us from lunatics and madmen.
You know, we've had this discussion here in the state of Missouri. A couple of bills have ended up stalling down at the state legislature the past couple of years that would have at least minimized, reduced the number of gun-free zones in Missouri. The Second Amendment Foundation is calling for an end to these across the country. Tell us about that.
Well, that's just common sense of the real common sense variety.
Right.
If you look at history, and I know you have, you've discussed this with your listeners, about 98% of all the mass shootings in this country have occurred in so-called gun-free zones. It's where the good guys are disarmed and the bad guys evidently don't read the signs. It's a risk-free work environment for crazy people.
Yeah. Yeah, this is not an education story where people don't know how to write or read. They just tend to ignore laws. That's the problem.
Well, you just nailed it. So you can move to the head of the class where you're already at anyway. But I talked to Alan Gottlieb, who's the executive vice president of the Second Amendment Foundation. This was his idea, and I think it's a good one because these gun-free zones are really a false sense of security. That's what they provide. And he and I are collaborating on a book called Good Guys with Guns. It should be out sometime this fall. And it's a short book, but it really tells the tale of what happens with gun-free zones. We've got a whole chapter in there about the dangerous myth of gun-free zones. Schools, shopping malls, movie theaters, cocktail lounges. You don't want to be drinking and carrying a gun, but restaurants with cocktail lounges, places where people can go and enjoy themselves and they're supposed to have a good time. Those are all free fire zones for crazy people.
Right.
And I think it's really time for the good guys to have a leg up and to level the playing field.
Yeah, it's not the good guy with the gun that you need to worry about. It's somebody coming in with ill intent, and you better hope that there's somebody who's planned ahead at the moment that happens, or you become a sheep.
Well, yeah, and, there are, by some estimates, about 17.5 million legally licensed handgun carriers in the United States right now, people who can legally carry a concealed firearm. Here in Washington State, I get monthly reports from the Department of Licensing. We've got more than 622,000 legally licensed people in this state to be concealing a handgun, and we're also an open carry state. So we do kind of level the playing field here, but the people in authority, the left-leaning people, the people who think, oh, guns are terrible, and we ought to have safe injection sites for all of our drug addicts, you know, that mentality, and it's okay to dump water on police officers, they don't like that at all. But, you know, we need to take a different tack. People keep talking about gun violence. Well, there's only one kind of violence, and it's just plain violence. And we need to be able to protect ourselves. As good a job as the police do, wet or dry, they can't be everywhere at the same time. And there are occasions when the armed citizen becomes the first responder. And it's time to get back to where that actually belongs. I think, you know, violence against bad guys is a pretty good deterrent.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's not what they're expecting at all. Listen, Dave Workman, I appreciate your time. I direct people to SAF.org for the Second Amendment Foundation. People can go on there and get updates on some of the great legislative efforts and legal efforts you guys are making around the country to protect our Second Amendment rights. Thank you for that.
Get more at 971talk.com.